Earlier this week, the leaders of six so-called mega ministries received an unexpected letter from a senior member of Congress. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, the senior Republican on the Senate Finance Committee, asked each of the religious organizations to provide information about their financial records, including details on the minister's pay packages, expense accounts, and use of luxury cars and private jets. Several of the ministers say they intend to comply, though one, the Reverend Creflo Dollar of World Changers Church International, says he's still reviewing the request. Senator Grassley joins us on the phone from his office on Capitol Hill to tell us more. Nice to have you back on the program, Senator Grassley.
Always good to be with you, Neil.
And what prompted this action on your part?
Well, see it in the context of 5 years of investigation that I've been doing of nonprofits of all sorts. And when you do things like that and you're successful at exposing a lot of things, then you get a lot of information from whistleblowers. But we also got a lot of information from investigative reporters of your profession.
Mm-hmm.
And so for about 4 or 5 months, we've been looking at some of these things as a result of press reports. And then through whistleblowers, we got a lot of anecdotal information that's quite frightening and raising questions of legality. So I figured I ought to have these ministries speak for themselves. So that's why we sent the letters to them.
And why those particular six ministries?
Because those were the ones that we got the most anecdotal evidence on, that maybe something was not being done right. In other words, money that is trusted to the nonprofits being used for the nonprofit purpose.
In other words, not to put too fine a point on it, are you concerned that these ministers are using these monies to enrich themselves at the expense of their mission?
I think that you can look at that from the standpoint of the complaints we got about $23,000 marble commodes, corporate jets, Bentleys, and Rolls Royces. When you think about Jesus coming into Jerusalem on a simple donkey, then don't you wonder why ministers today need Bentleys?
Some would wonder whether, no matter their opinion on that question, they question whether it's government's job to tell them what to ride in on.
Okay, that's a legitimate question. We are not looking at the doctrine of the institution of the ministry. This is simply a tax issue, no different for churches than it is for any of the other nonprofit organizations. Like the Smithsonian had a campaign lifestyle. That was a tax issue. Like American University president paid for his son's engagement and wedding. That was a tax issue. If these people are not using their money for the purpose that it was set up for, and it's a tax issue as well. The only difference between churches and other nonprofits on tax issue, it's only the amount of reporting. Churches do a little less reporting. But understand, this has nothing to do with doctrine. It's not a First Amendment issue. This is the enforcement of the tax laws.
If it's enforcement of the tax laws, how come it's not the job of the IRS?
It is the job of the IRS. I said, first of all, that churches report a little bit less, so maybe the IRS has a little less information. That's a fact we got to take into consideration. But also, we found that the IRS over the last 5 years wasn't doing its job of policing nonprofits. And as a result of my work, the IRS has put a lot more resources into nonprofit oversight.
Hmm. Let me ask you a question about jurisdiction. With Democrats, of course, in the majority in the U.S. Senate, how does a member of the minority start an investigation like this?
Well, number one, great cooperation that I have with the new chairman, Max Baucus. We work together. And when I was chairman, we worked together. And he's not necessarily a part of my specific letter writing, but he's fully backed me up on my oversight responsibilities. And then that does bring up why we're looking into it instead of the FDA. Don't forget, Congress, part of its job is the constitutional responsibility of oversight, the checks and balances to make sure that the executive branch of government's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Mm. Your request, as I understand it, to these ministries is not binding. What if they decide not to comply?
Well, if they decide not to comply, then I have to look at maybe having a hearing, subpoenas, et cetera. But you know what? We have had a great deal of cooperation from nonprofits, and not only a great deal of cooperation on answering our questions, we had a great deal of cooperation on self-policing and self-correcting. We haven't had to pass a lot of laws as a result of our investigations of nonprofits.
Let me ask you a question, if I could, about political reality. Given the perception that these mega ministries form part of the Republican political base, does it come more easily to a Republican to ask these questions?
Well, I never gave that a thought, but when it comes to politics, I always figure the best policy is the best politics.
And what's the next step in this, Senator Grassley?
The next step will be to review the material we get by December the 6th. And make decisions if there would be anything fraudulent or tax laws being violated. Obviously, I'd have to turn that over to the IRS. But I would hope that we would lead to self-correction on the part of these if there's something wrong. And I emphasize if, because I've made no judgment. But we have had anecdotal information fed to us that raises a lot of questions. And legitimate questions. And one thing that we hope to get these organizations to do, if there is something wrong, is to follow the Evangelical Council of Financial Accountability, sometimes called the ECFA. They work with a lot of churches. They're kind of an accreditation agency to make sure that organizations follow proper accounting, financial accountability, and that's kind of like a good housekeeping seal of approval. And these six churches don't seem to be involved with the Evangelical Council of Financial Accountability, but this group does support my efforts.
Senator Grassley, thanks very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, goodbye.
Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee, with us on the phone from his office on Capitol Hill. Cell phone jammers coming up. Stay with us.